Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, December the 29th, 2025. 12/29/25. We aren't going to be able to say that very much longer. What is this? The last Monday of 2025. How about that? 3 days left this year. 11 minutes past the hour. Hope you had a great weekend. And the year is trickling down. You know, I had to stop there because we have one window in the studio. And normally you don't hear very much at all outside this window because it opens into a parking lot. And not that it's open right now because it's December, but you don't hear too much because the side streets here, there's never really much going on the side streets. And I just heard a gigantic gust of wind. Boy, is it windy out there this morning. There's a wind advisory in effect right now for the Marion area, so you got to watch out. That wind is rough out there this morning. Now, this leads me into a little story about what happened to me this morning. Nothing bad, but I found this to be an interesting story, and hopefully you will too. Now, last night I went to bed, and the weather was very warm last night. I went out and walked probably about 7 or 8 o'clock last night. It was warm. I think I might have had a coat on, but it was a very light coat. Very warm last night. Kind of rainy, but very warm. So I go out and walk, come back home, you know, do whatever I need to get done, and then go to bed. So I get up this morning, and immediately I could hear the wind just whipping outside. And I thought, you know, I bet it's gotten a lot colder. So in my bedroom, the temperature is perfectly fine. I get out of bed. I go into the living room, perfectly fine. I go into the kitchen, perfectly fine. And I start to go toward the front of the house to go to the restroom. And as I'm going down the hallway toward the front of the house, I notice that the temperature is starting to get colder. But it's still dark inside the house, so I can't really understand why the front of the house is colder. The restroom is colder, the hallway is colder, and the extra bedroom is colder. You know, significantly colder as you would walk down a hallway. And I'm thinking, why in the world is part of the house warm and part of the house cold? And you start to think of every terrible thing in the world that could possibly happen. That maybe the vents are blocked in the front of the house. Who knows? Maybe a window has gotten blown in. What has happened that's causing the front of the house to be colder than the back of the house? And I could not figure out what it was. I didn't spend too much time on it because I had to get ready to come here. But I thought, what is causing this problem? Maybe it's in my mind. I don't know. Something strange. So I get in the shower, and I even notice with bare feet that the floor in the bathroom, the rugs and things, are colder than they are out in the hallway where the carpet is. And I thought, gosh, something is going on here. So I get dressed, and I'm just about ready to come here, and I get everything I need to come to the studio this morning, and I start to go to the door between the house and the garage, to get ready to come here, and I noticed that the door to the garage had not been shut last night and was kind of propped open. Now, isn't that interesting? Because obviously the garage door was not open. So just the temperature that had dropped overnight in the garage and the air that had come in from the garage door being open, well, it's not the garage door, I guess the door between the garage and the house, just from that door being open, it was probably 5 to 10 degrees colder in the front of the house than the back of the house. So that's what happened. Now, I have to believe that I left that door open last night, although I don't know how I would have done that because I passed by it as I go to lock the front door every night, after I go out and walk, I can't think it blew open because there's really no wind in there because the main garage door was closed. But that shocked me that that could cool that much of your house off, drop the temperature that much. That's just my little story for this morning. Has anybody ever done anything like that? Is your house colder this morning than it was yesterday? I would imagine it's probably colder unless you really kicked your heat up last night. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here. And obviously, I don't know if this has fixed the problem because obviously I shut that door before I left to come here, but I left to come here, so I don't know if the house is warmer now or not. But good news was where I sleep, the bedroom, the living room, the kitchen, all that were fine. They were not affected by it. It was just the front of the house. So there you have it. 740-383-9944. Just a little fun story to start the week here. The last week of 2025. You know, we do this every year, and I keep thinking, here's the end of the year. And what has been accomplished in this year? And I'm thinking now, I'm ruminating, I'm reflecting back on the year that was 2025, and I'm trying to think of the things that were done in my life, not only professionally, but also personally. What did I accomplish in the year 2025? And I think 2025 was a pretty good year. Now, 2024... I won't go back and go through this, but 2024 was a very good year. 2024 was really top drawer. Now, 2025 really was not bad. We had several big accomplishments here at the station, which I enjoyed. I think we stayed very consistent in doing what we were doing. We did several big events over the course of the year, which were a lot of fun. And personally, I had a lot of good things that were going on in my life. I didn't have any tragedies, as it were, you know, knock on wood, going into 2026. So, you know, I think it was good. How was your 2025? Does anybody have any thoughts on the year that they are getting ready to reflect back on? And then I was talking yesterday to some people about New Year's resolutions. You know, this used to be the big thing this time of year. What is your New Year's resolution with only 3 days left in 2025? And here is what I have learned. People, for the most part, don't make New Year's resolutions anymore. Now, the big New Year's resolutions for so many years used to be to lose weight and to quit smoking. Now, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who still smoke, I guess, but that's not as big a one anymore because I think the numbers on that have gone down or whatever they're smoking is different. It's a whole different thing now, and I'm not sure they necessarily want to quit smoking, but that I think that has really kind of gone away, but weight loss, I don't know, with Ozempic, is that still a big thing? Are people really wanting to lose weight anymore? I don't know. Do people even do the New Year's resolutions anymore? That always was a fun thing to do if you were in the media to ask people what their New Year's resolution was. I don't know if people make them, and I don't even know what they are. What are they now? To stay away from technology? You know, I guess that would probably be a big one if you feel technology's overtaking your life. I don't know. I don't even know how you get away from technology now, because it's kind of, I don't know. Here's the thing with technology. You can say that you're going to get away from technology and you can say you're going to do it less, but the truth is we are connected to family members, through cell phones, which are technology. And I highly doubt that most people are going to ignore a message from their family member because it could be an emergency. Isn't that what we always think? It could be an emergency. They might need us for something. Or if you have little kids, I mean, if you have kids under the age of 16, you probably want to stay connected to them. So I really don't know how you get away from technology. I think it's more how do you use it. If you're using it to, like, look at videos of people falling down. And if you're using it to criticize people and to try to bully people, well, this is a bad thing, and maybe you should take a little detox from that. But if you're using it to stay in contact, I don't know that that's bad. I you know, it depends on what kind of contacts you have, I guess. But I would imagine that's probably a New Year's resolution that most people will make. I think we're going to have a guest in the studio next hour, by the way, so that should be a lot of fun. But if you want to call in, again, the phone lines are open here, 21 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. If anybody wants to weigh in on any or all of the topics we're talking about here this morning, an open garage door can cause the temperature in your house to take quite a tumble. Well, part of your house, I guess, is what I should say. And do you have any New Year's resolutions as we head into 2026? Now, one thing that has not gone out the window for sure is people still do like their pork and sauerkraut on the first of the year. I really don't know if that's good luck or not. It's probably more of a superstition thing. But people do like it. They like their pork and sauerkraut, so that'll happen for a lot of people. Usually they do pork chops and sauerkraut. I've noticed that. Most people don't do a pork roast, although some do. But that'll be going on, I'm sure, on Thursday. I should mention we will not be on Thursday. We'll be on Wednesday and Friday, but we won't be on Thursday this week for the New Year's Day holiday. That's one of the days that we do take off. Well, here's something. You know, just when you think the holidays are over. Now, this story kind of goes back a little ways. About a month ago, I'm going to say, well, does everybody know that the modern idea of Santa Claus in a red costume and the big beard and all of that, that kind of comes from Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola kind of invented that more than 100 years ago now for their Christmas ads. And so anytime I see the Coca-Cola original Santa Claus, I think this is a very nostalgic piece. Well, this year in the grocery store, Coca-Cola had a big Christmas ad. Big Christmas display, I guess is what I should say. They had a big Christmas display. And as part of that big Christmas display, they had a big cardboard cutout of the original Santa Claus that was used by Coca-Cola back in the early 1900s, I think, is when this was created. And I was talking to the Coca-Cola representative one day, and I said, hey, what are you going to do with that when the holiday is over? And they said, well, of course, we're going to throw it away. And I said, you know what, could I get that, just that part of the ad? There was a lot more to the ad, but could I just get the Santa Claus part of the ad? And he said, sure, when we're done with that, I'll leave that here for you. So, obviously, the ad ran out last week, and yesterday, I picked up this Coca-Cola Santa Claus ad. And now it's here in the studio, and I'll tell you, if you think our studio wasn't Christmassy before, boy, it's Christmassy now. We have got all these Christmas trees. We've got a 5-foot, 4.5-foot Grinch standing up here in the studio. And now we have got, I don't know how big this Santa Claus cutout is. You know, when you see it in the store, it doesn't look as big as it does when you put it in the studio. But this thing is probably 3 to 4 foot tall. And essentially, it's Santa Claus from the waist up. It's the original Coca-Cola Santa Claus. And he's got a bottle of Coke in his hand. And across the top, it says, refresh your holiday spirit. And then there are three Christmas ornaments at the bottom. One is a white ornament, one is a green ornament, and one is a red ornament. And the red ornament says Coca-Cola. So honestly, if you look at this thing, it's not a real big Coca-Cola ad. Aside from the fact that Santa has a small bottle of Coke in his hand, And the fact that one of the ornaments says Coca-Cola, it doesn't say Coke on it anywhere else. And the majority of this ad is just Santa Claus. And the heading on it is Refresh Your Holiday Spirit. But I think this is going to be a collector's item now to have the original Coca-Cola Santa Claus in the studio. So we might leave this up a few more days through the new year, and we'll use it next year, I guess, on our Christmas shows and our Christmas set as we head into the holiday season. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd be interested to know what is on your mind this morning. Do you think that Santa... Well, I don't know. Does anybody... Do you tie Santa Claus in to Coke? Because even as I'm looking at this tremendous cutout here in the studio, it really doesn't strike me as a Coca-Cola ad. It's just kind of a cutout with Santa Claus on it, even though he is drinking a bottle of Coke. Well, what else would Santa Claus drink? You know, milk and cookies? I don't know. I don't even really know the story of how Coca-Cola created Santa Claus. I'm really not sure what that story is, but it definitely, there's some kind of story there, that's for sure. So we've got the huge Santa Claus cut out in the studio now. And by the way, I had to bring this in from the car this morning with the wind gust just whipping outside this morning. So I'm glad I was able to get Santa into the studio this morning. Okay, well, you know, here's one of the gifts I got for Christmas. I got a Fitbit. You know, and the Fitbits tell you your blood pressure, they tell you your heart rate, they tell you your oxygen levels, they tell you your steps that you take per day. And here's what I've learned. I'm not sure. Somebody told me that you want to hit 10,000 steps a day. And, I did notice on Saturday, I remembered to wear the Fitbit all day Saturday, and I did not work anywhere Saturday, so it was just a normal day in my life. I did get to 10,000 steps, and I was not trying to get to 10,000 steps. It was just my normal everyday routine. I got to 10,000 steps, so I'm feeling pretty good about the whole Fitbit thing. I wonder how many steps I do in a day when I actually work. See, now I'm curious about that. I don't know how many steps I do in a day when I actually work, because on a day when I don't work, if I can get up to 10,000 steps, I'm thinking this is pretty good. Does anybody know anything about these Fitbits? Is 10,000 steps good? Does anybody... That's the number that somebody threw out at me. 10,000 steps is where you want to be at every day. And I don't even know what that means. If you get to 10,000 steps, does this mean you're moving around enough? I don't know. I don't know about any of this. If anybody knows about any of it, let me know. 740-383-9944. But I'll tell you, the Fitbit is kind of interesting because you hit the button, and then it takes a second while it reads your blood pressure and it reads your heart rate, and it reads your oxygen levels. And I'm not really sure how it does this, because it's just a little band that goes around your wrist. So I'm not really sure how it does it, or if it's accurate. But the numbers that I keep getting back are pretty good. But I can't imagine ever checking this at any time other than... if you were completely bored. I can't imagine stopping, like right now in the middle of the show, I can't imagine stopping and hitting the button to see what my blood pressure or my heart rate or my oxygen levels were. So it's kind of an interesting thing. I guess if you're sitting at home and you're wondering what your oxygen levels are, or your blood pressure is, or your heart rate is, this would be a good thing. But while you're doing something else, I don't know that you would ever check it, which is kind of the catch-22 with these Fitbits, because you probably want to check it when you actually are doing something. Because if you checked it when you were actually doing something, Maybe your blood pressure is up. Maybe your heart rate is up. Maybe your oxygen levels are down. I don't know. I don't know how much any of this stuff is supposed to range because I am not a doctor. But my understanding is your oxygen level is supposed to be somewhere between 95 and 100. And your, I think your blood pressure, 120 over 80, I think is still what they consider pretty good. And heart rate, I think as long as it's under 90, people are pretty happy with that. I think the lower the better. Well, not too low, because if your heart rate goes too low, then you got a problem there as well. I don't know. Heart rate is supposed to be what? Like between 50 and 80, something like that. That's the average heart rate, I think. Again, I'm no doctor. Don't come here for medical advice. But this is what I think. So, basically, you're just getting my opinion on these medical things this morning. How many medical pronunciations have I made this morning? Talking about Fitbits and steps and blood pressure and oxygen levels and all that sort of thing. Does anybody know the answers to any of this? 740-383-9944. We're about 22 minutes into the show this morning. 32 minutes past the hour here, 8 a.m. on this last Monday of December, last Monday of 2025. Last Monday of 2025 there ever will be. And again, have you made a New Year's resolution? You know, I think people always think that New Year's resolution should be made larger than they are. And I don't know that they have to be made all that large. Like, you could say, well, I'm not going to lose my temper much anymore. You could say, I'm going to try to be kinder to people. You know, I could pass that one along to several people. I could pass the be kinder along to several people. And also, I think people need to be better, what should I say? They need to be better, just aware of themselves. They need to be aware of how they treat other people. Sometimes it's not always bad, but sometimes it's dismissive. And I think, you know, you don't want to be arrogant, you don't want to be egotistical, you don't want to be dismissive toward people. And I don't think people realize sometimes how they come off. I think a lot of times, in the text message world that we live in now, I think when people are text messaging people, or they're messaging other people, they don't realize how they're coming off. They don't realize that it's coming off poorly. And I think there's some miscommunication there. And so maybe people need to work on that as we head into the new year. 2026, more than a quarter of a century into the new century. Well, who'd have thought we'd make it this far? Well, I'll tell you one thing I do want to talk about from Friday night. We brought in the Leshesky family. We said we had a surprise, and we had the Leshesky family in on Friday night performing for 2 hours. And boy, did I love this, because it's the type of show we really used to do on this station. It was great to see them, because the Leshesky family, when they were very young, used to come and they would do our anniversary parties, they would do our Christmas parties, and occasionally during the year they would come on the program and they would perform for us. And they were just little kids back then. I mean, this is 2014, 15. I think they did that with us through 2019. So from like 14 to 19, that 5-year period, we would usually see them 2 or 3 times a year. And then they started going off to school and things like that. So we had not had them on for probably, how long had it been? We had probably not had them on, well, 6 years, I guess it would have been, since 2019. I think the last time they were in was 2019. And to have them come back on Friday, you know, you don't realize how long 6 years is until you see two sons now in Purdue College, and they've got their girlfriends here who are now a part of the band singing, and the youngest girl, little Ursula, who was like 3 or 4, maybe a little older than that, when we first met her, is now in Harding High School. And one of the other boys, I think, is a senior at Harding. You know, they come back on Friday night with mom and dad, and they perform these songs, which I got such great feedback. Matter of fact, I got an email the day after we had them on that said, enjoyed your Friday broadcast, one of my all-time favorite broadcasts, which was the Leshefsky Group coming in on Friday night. So I hope you enjoyed that. Did anybody listen to the Leshefskys on Friday night? I know it's a busy time of year in between Christmas and New Year's, but I loved it. And we had phone calls on Friday night during that broadcast from New York and New Jersey. And, of course, we had phone calls here from Marion, Ohio. But it was so great to see them. You feel a little old when you see these grown adults who are off at Purdue now, and you knew them when they were just little kids running around the studio. But it was so wonderful to see them and see that they're still making music. They're still playing the clarinet. They're still playing the trumpet. They're still playing the saxophone. They really are one of the most unique groups that I have ever come across. And it was just wonderful to see them on Friday night. And I hope you got to listen to that program. And they did a couple songs. You know, You Are My Sunshine, which they kind of, for their band, they speed up a little bit. And they did a Beatles song. They did Obladee Oblada. And that came out very good. So I can't say enough things nice about the Leshefsky family. And so good to see them on Friday night. And I hope you enjoyed the broadcast if you were out there listening. And if you heard it and would like to say anything about that, I know some people obviously heard it because we got some good feedback in regard to it. Feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. I know a lot of people are still off work. It's kind of a weird time of year. A lot of people still off work because of the holiday. A lot of people will not go back till after the first of the year. Obviously, schools are not in at this particular point, so I think that figures in. People are busy this time of year, but if you got a chance to hear the Leshefskys on Friday night, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. It was a wonderful night, and I enjoyed that that broadcast thoroughly. Not only seeing them, but also enjoying the music. And I'll tell you, that was pretty much a night off for me on Friday. All I had to do was occasionally introduce them or ask them a question about music, so on and so forth. Well, what's going on in the world? There'll be no city council meeting tonight. It's the fifth Monday of the month. You know, I just don't know what's going on up there. I don't know. You know, I think we all have hope that things are going to get better, but I just don't know at this point. You hope things will get better, but you always get the feeling that maybe people are not telling you everything. You know, we had that in last week's meeting. There was a lot of talk going on in last week's meeting about what's going on and how this is all happening and where are we going from here in the city and so on and so forth. And then somebody brings up, I think it was Jason Schauber, he said, well, is it true the Enterprise Fund is also in the negative? And turns out, I think it is, because when he said that, nobody answered. So you never really feel that you're getting the whole story. And that's part of the problem. That's part of the history of this particular city council. You never feel like you're getting the whole story. And maybe it's not them. Maybe they don't know what's going on. Maybe the administration does not keep them in the loop. I really don't know. I can't figure it out, but I do know that there seems to be a lot of confusion when it comes to a lot of things. And maybe that's one of the reasons we've gotten to where we've gotten, is that people just are not as informed as they should be. And this is a big question. I believe they wrote about it today in the Marion Star, is you've got Jason Schauber and Ayers Ratliff leaving council now. Well, that's 36 years of experience of being on city council. What impact is that going to have as we go down the road? You know, that's a lot of experience to lose on city council, especially at a crucial time like this, when the city is not doing as well as people would like it to do. I mean, at some point, we've got to sit down here and look at this and say, look, the city is not funding downtown Marion anymore. The city is not funding economic development. The city has made 10% cutbacks to several different departments. And there are other departments it has made cutbacks to that are not quite 10%, but cutbacks have been made. The senior center is seeing cutbacks. I don't know. It's going to be a very difficult thing to sort out. And I think we're all going to have to come to the understanding that 2026 is not going to be anything like 2025. So where does that all go? I have no idea. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 42 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we certainly can talk about it. So we've talked about the garage door being left open last night, causing a temperature drop in the house. We've talked about the huge Santa Coca-Cola cutout that we have in the studio now. We've talked about 36 years of experience leaving city council, which I certainly think is an interesting story. Talked about the Fitbit that I got for Christmas. Again, I'm not sure. Is 10,000 steps good? I don't know. And we talked about the Leshefsky family's appearance here Friday on the show. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody would like to buzz in about any of those topics, please feel free. You know, that's not really a controversial list of topics here this morning. You know, sometimes we get a little newsy here on this program, but I would have to say that that list is not a very, what you would say, controversial list of topics here on the show this morning. So if anybody'd like to buzz in, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, what else is going on in the world? Has the world burned down yet? I don't think so. I think we're okay. I don't know. You know, New Year's is coming up. Oh, I'll tell you a conversation I had about New Year's yesterday. Somebody I know is going to go to Times Square for New Year's Eve. And they're very concerned about the... How do you talk? I'm trying to be nice here in the morning during a breakfast show. They're concerned about the... what would you say? The restroom situation down in Times Square. Now, for many years, we have all learned that people who go to Times Square for New Year's Eve, I'm trying to say this delicately, they have to wear adult diapers or they have to do something else because there are not, if any, restrooms down in Times Square. The businesses close up and they don't want people in there going to the restroom. If you let all these people in, you'd have nothing but people going to the restroom on New Year's Eve. And apparently, I wish Pastor Craig was listening, because apparently there are not enough porta-johns down there to take care of the problem on New Year's Eve. So this person I was talking to, who's a rather young person, I don't even think she's 20 years old yet, it's her first time to New York, she's going for New Year's Eve, and she was very, very nervous and disturbed at the idea that she might have to wear an adult diaper to go down to Times Square. And I said, you know, just take one, and if you don't have to wear it, good. If you end up finding a restroom, good. But I think it's better to be prepared. I think it's better to be safe than sorry when it comes to being, once you're down there and it's cold and you're around all these hundreds of thousands of people, I would think that would not be the time that you would want to be caught without the protection that you might need for that particular situation. Has anybody ever heard that over the years, that that's what goes on New Year's Eve? I've never been to New York City for New Year's Eve. I've been there for other things, but I've never been there for New Year's Eve. Is that really the situation, that people have to wear the adult diapers and so on and so forth because there aren't many restroom opportunities in Times Square? Let me know if you've heard this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. I've heard this year in and year out, and I have to believe that there's some kind of truth to it. Because when you think about it, all those people that go in Times Square, go to Times Square for New Year's Eve, and they stay there all day, well, where are they going to use the restroom? They don't want to lose their spot, so they can't go away. I don't know. I think that would just be an awful, awful situation. And I guess they have musical performances down there, so it's a little bit like a concert. And I guess you wait for the big ball to drop at midnight, and that's exciting. And everybody always talks every year about how quickly they get all that, what is it, the confetti and all of that cleaned up off the street before the next morning. That's all well and good. But the bathroom situation can be a very difficult thing. All I said was, being prepared is probably the way you want to go. If you get down there and it turns out okay and you're able to find a restroom and all is well, then you don't have to worry about anything. But any other way, I think you'd want to be prepared. All right, about 11 minutes left in this hour. If you've been thinking about calling in, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to buzz in if you want to talk about New Year's Eve coming up in New York and all other places around the country. I haven't heard of them doing anything here in Marion yet. I don't know what's going on with that. Haven't seen any publicity on it. Maybe somebody else has. Does anybody like the idea of this huge cutout of Santa in the studio? I think this is a great thing. And then we've got the continuing problems, I guess is what we would refer to them now, on city council, and will they get any better in 2026? I think we would all like to hope that they'll get better in 2026. And the Leshefsky family, who were in here on Friday night, and we had a lot of fun with them as they performed. All right, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can discuss anything on your mind this morning. Has anybody made a New Year's resolution? As I said, maybe this has totally went by the wayside. Maybe New Year's resolutions are just something from the past. That's something everybody has just kind of dusted into their past memory. It very well could be. It's kind of hard to stick to a New Year's resolution. Because you kind of definitively make that resolution, and then it's kind of doomed to failure. Because you tell people you've made this resolution, and if you fall off the wagon, everybody knows it. Maybe some people's resolution will be to drink less, be kinder to people. I'm trying to think of good New Year's resolutions for the year 2026. Be a little more understanding of people. What would be a good New Year's resolution in the year 2026? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I would not know if the phones were out. I just thought about that. You know, anytime you get any heavy winds like we have right now, 25 degrees right now and windy here in Marion, I would not know if the phones were working or not. They could be totally out. You know, when we have weather like this, a lot of times the first thing to go is the phone line when a phone something, phone pole, whatever, gets knocked over, the phones can go quickly. It could just be everybody still in bed as well. You know, a lot of vacations, again, happen during this time of year. Do want to remind everybody, I think we'll have a guest next hour here in the studio. That should be a lot of fun. Maybe talking about New Year's resolutions and where we're headed in 2026 here in the world. Still got all the Christmas decorations, as I said, up here in the studio, and now Santa Claus, the Coca-Cola Santa Claus, has joined the Christmas decorations. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to buzz in. Okay. Well, okay, here's something. Now I don't want to be accusatory. Maybe this will be my New Year's resolution, to not be accusatory. But as many of you know, a spray tan place moved in next door to us here at the radio station this year. And I'm not saying, how should I put this? I'm not saying that people that I know have had spray tans. Although I don't know that they have not had spray tans. But something is definitely going on. Maybe they're still going to tanning beds. I don't know. Something's going on. They're getting tanned somehow. I don't know if it's some kind of cream. I don't know if it's spray tan. I really don't know what it is. But I have to believe that some of these people are doing something artificially to look tan. Now, why do people not admit that when you ask them? Because I understand that maybe the idea is you don't want people to know that you're doing that, but it's Ohio in January. You're not going to get a tan in Ohio in January. It just is not going to happen. So if you have a tan, clearly it is not natural. And I've told this story before, and it's an honest to goodness true story. For like several years, I would ask this person who was tan if they, you know, went to a tanning bed. Because in the winter, normally you would not be tan. And they constantly denied it, constantly denied the spray tan, constantly denied the tanning bed, always deny. Well, one day, I'm in the hallway with them, and they had their hair in a ponytail. And as I'm walking down the hallway, I could see that the back of their neck was not as tan as the rest of their body. So, at this point, I realized that there had been some artificial measures taken to get this tan. So, I say to the person right there, because this is how I operate, I don't want to hide anything, I say to them, hey, you know, the back of your neck is not as tan as the rest of your body, so clearly, you're using some kind of artificial method here. You're using either a spray tan, you're using a tanning bed, you're using some kind of cream, I don't know, whatever you're doing, you're using something. And even in that moment, they deny that they are using tanning stuff. Now, boy, that wind is whipping out there this morning. Why can't you just admit that you're using the artificial tan? Because none of us believe that you have a natural tan in January. We just don't believe it. We don't believe you have an artificial tan in January or February. And what's wrong with the artificial tan? Clearly now, we have an office right next door where people get the artificial tan. It's obviously something that people do, that people want to do. People like the artificial tan. They like to look like they have some kind of tan all year round. That's fine. But I'm telling you, people will deny this to the end. It's kind of like denying the Botox and any other artificial method of, I guess, trying to keep things younger than maybe they are. Hair dye, Botox, spray tan, all of those things. I guess everybody wants to be young forever, or at least look young forever. But I don't know why people deny it. That is beyond me. Because if you're doing something artificial, I would think you would have to deny it. Or admit to it, excuse me. No, they do deny it. They just don't admit to it. I would think you would have to admit to it. I don't think it's a good idea to deny these things. Because as you get older, they're going to become more difficult to cover up as time goes along. So, I didn't realize the person who I was talking about was actually listening to this conversation. But I'm telling you, I think we finally have an admission here this morning. I swear to you, I've known this person for a long time, and they've never made an admission about their tan. This is very interesting. You know what? We might talk about this next hour. Because, you know, it's kind of a little light morning here this morning. But I cannot... mark this down. Mark this date down. December 29th, 2025. Right before the end. I think this person finally has admitted that they are using artificial means for their tan. I cannot believe this. This has been denied to me for years and years and years and years. And now I think it's finally come out that, now isn't this interesting? You know what? We only have 90 seconds left here, 60 seconds left here. I'm going to come back and talk about this with our guest that might be joining us in the studio here. Because I think this is fascinating. The admittance has finally come down. Mark this down in your book. I think this person has finally admitted to using a fake tan. Now, again, I don't think that's bad to admit using a fake tan. I haven't understood why for the last 6 years they've never admitted to using a fake tan. But I think we finally have it. Maybe it's Santa Claus being in the studio this morning that has helped us admit that this person has a fake tan. And I hear the door opening, so I think we are going to have our guest here for the second hour this morning. Oh, we're going to have a conversation this morning, I'll tell you that. Because we finally, do you know what just happened? We finally got the admittance after years and years. Have you been listening to this show?
A little bit.
Okay, we finally got the admittance that somebody might be using a fake tan.
Oh,
yes. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Stay tuned because we're going to come back and talk about this next hour. Don't go anywhere.
the place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had